Come on, Norster Kenius.
I always like sexy tire.
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! American Marketing! Border charcoal, that bastard!
Bees!
Boom, wink.
The finished conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
Coffee does make you poop, so.
Brodziak, Brodziak, Brodziak.
Do not vomit me, Kenny. Do not vomit me.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 113 of Three in the Box, your Underground Wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, November 21st. This is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about ups, downs, treading water. I don't even know. What are we doing here? I don't know.
We're here.
We're here.
He just watched the Wild lose in overtime.
In overtime? Hey, there's a point, I guess. I mean, if we're going to put in a silver lining on things.
We did
if
get
you're
going to
bring a point there, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a point, then. Yep.
If you're going to make a point, yeah. Why not be a yeah. point for the understanding?
So, Aaron, I'm jumping in on your normal thing.
Yeah, yeah.
How'd your weekend go?
My weekend went well.
Yeah? What'd you do?
I did not a whole lot. I mean,
oh, that's a great weekend.
That's a good weekend.
It is. I did make some music though.
Oh,
so I got behind the console and was like making the beats and the bang bang and the, you know, you know, stuff like that. Yeah,
you should have seen this guy working with the synthesizers.
You should have seen.
I was pushing plugs up in here and there and down. And
you should have seen Jive working with the delay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh boy. How was your weekend?
My weekend was jam packed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a couple of bands from LA that decided to play. I barely got them going because of a power outage because we had some snow here, like, you know, we had some winter weather. And then I worked the Vikings game, which apparently, and I would love to see footage of this, a couple of our listeners out there that we talk about on a regular, Mr. Derek Felska with State of Hockey News, saw me on TV, and I think so did Mr. Chris Frost, Minnesota Frosty boy. So I would like to see that because, actually, Jive, that scream you just played. There was a lady standing right behind me in the seats that was screaming the exact same thing, and I was laughing for the first like 3 minutes she was doing it, and then I'm going, I'm gonna go shove a rag up her mouth. Pretty much. So that was my weekend dealing with, you know, some hand egg ball and some bands and stuff.
That's just
like that.
Hand egg. There's no ball involved.
And that's just straight up hand egg.
That's a hand egg.
Jive, how was your weekend?
My weekend? My weekend, similar to Aaron's, was actually very uneventful, quiet.
It's nice that I had those every once in a while. You
yes.
know?
I mean, it's not that I wasn't busy. I mean, I was getting things done, and you know,
that's the bigger thing.
Like I was doing things.
I was cleaning the garage.
Yeah, I was doing things for me.
See,
yeah, me time.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, so that's your guys' weekend. I guess that would have been my work week, because my weekend is like Monday through Thursday, probably just like. Pretty much. Actually, I got meetings Monday, and I got other things on Tuesday. Yeah, exactly. So, can we just talk some hockey now like we should be?
Why not?
All right, let's get into it. The Wild week wasn't very wild. I'll just say that. I mean, really, the whole week, we haven't put a lot of points on the board. We've been, you know, we had the Flames. We've had the Bruins. We've had the Avalanche. We had the Stars. And, you know, total, what did the Wild come away with? You know, a total of about 5 goals in over 4 games.
It's been pretty light. I mean, yeah. it's when we were seeing some, like, big-time shutouts of, like, 3-0, 4-0, like, just great on both ends, and all of a sudden it's been kind of dismal.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the Wild had a three-game homestand there where they only got 2 points out of a possible six.
3 goals out of possible 3 games.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. And, I mean, we do have one shining kind of moment or, you know, star in there, and that would be Dubnyk. I mean, he got us another shutout. Without that, we probably would have seen another.
Almost got us another shutout. There was a goal that was denied or turned over.
Yeah.
That game. The goal actually went in, and it was determined that the dude was offsides. That's the only reason that that goal is not allowed.
Okay, so if the guy is offsides.
No, I mean, I'm just saying it was an almost shutout. It wasn't quite it was still a shutout, but there was still the.
That would be a shutout.
there was a threat of the breakage of the shutout.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
You're a big boy. Use your big boy words.
Technicalities here.
Technicalities. But anyways, on the record books, Dubnyk has another shutout.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think that's lead league.
Is fourth, I think, right?
Yep. Yeah, like lead leaguing.
League leading?
League leading?
League leading.
Lead leading?
Wow, this is going to go well.
You're a big boy. Use your big boy word.
We only watched like a hockey game.
Just put your finger over that sample and just hit that over and over and over again.
Right.
That's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said.
No, but I mean, to your point there, though, I do believe that I saw like since like January of last year, I think, yeah, Dubnyk has like
the most
shutouts of all goalies. And yeah. I mean, we can't complain about Dubnyk's output here. And, you know, likewise, Saturday night, we hosted the Avalanche. I mean, we go into the third period up 2-0.
I'm pissed about that game.
Up 2-0 in the third period. And, yeah.
Kenny sent me messages during the game like, what the hell is happening?
I literally looked at the score. Like, I was working a show. I had a touring band in town that I was working with. And I look at the score. I look at the updates.
Yeah.
And it's 2-0 Wild. And all of a sudden, they
we got it in hand, man. 2-0, man. This is all us.
College football's right? on at the place that I'm working at, right? So all of a sudden, like, college football gets done. They turn on the Wild game, and I look at the TV, and it's 3-2 Colorado. And I send Aaron a very livid text going, what the F? Like, I mean, how does this even happen? Last I checked, they were up 2-0.
Right. And then the Wild, within a matter of less than 6 minutes, they, you know, find a way to give up 3 goals to the Avalanche and eventually go on to lose, you know, 3-2 at home.
And so, that's just ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. So over that whole three-game homestand there, possible 6 points, they get 2 points out of that. I mean, a lot of good that does us. We go on the road tonight. I can't say it was an awesome display down there in Dallas.
I'm blaming
Dallas.
You for the overtime.
You can blame me for the overtime. Luckily, we at least made it that far. So we did get 1 point out of tonight. I don't, you know, honestly, if I'm looking at it, I don't even know if they deserved a point tonight because
the way that they were playing.
Yeah. I mean, it was, they couldn't get out of their zone. It seemed to me like for the life of them, they couldn't get out of the zone. Power play was just, I mean,
but fair
it
enough,
continues to be bad.
But to be fair, it felt like the Wild were being out-muscled almost the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that they even held close to them is actually kind of remarkable. Considering at least the first two periods, the Wild looked unbelievably out-muscled the whole game.
So who do we have to thank for that?
I don't know. Who?
I think we have to thank our goaltending. I mean, even Kemper tonight, he comes in there and, you know, he puts on a good show. I mean, the goaltending is the one area that I feel that I cannot, you know, I have nothing bad to say about what our goaltending is right now. Nothing.
Of course you don't. You got them on your fantasy team.
Fantasy team aside, I mean, really. I mean, when you look at the past week, and your goalies have given up a total of, you know, 7 goals over 4 games, that's a little over 2 goals a game.
No,
we should be able to score, you know, 3 goals in a game.
Okay, so you're saying our offense is horrible right now. Our goaltending is okay.
Yeah.
But our offense is horrible.
That's...
And actually, I agree with you, because, I mean, with the numbers you just put out, that's actually not bad numbers for a goals against average.
No.
But the thing is, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how well your goaltending is doing. If you're not winning games, who cares?
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
You know?
That's a huge part of it.
And, you know, I think Kemper played a very well game. You know, he played the game well tonight. I worry about this team scoring. There was an article, I don't remember, it was on FanSided or something like that, that came up on my Google feed about the Wild need to trade for a forward. The Wild don't have cap space to trade for a forward, so that's kind of, it was a stupid article to begin with. But the Wild, they don't have a pure, I don't remember who said it, the Wild don't have a pure goal scorer right now.
No.
And that's hurting them.
Stahl was the closest we had.
He is.
Actually, no, we had Gabrick. Gabrick was a goal scorer.
That was the yesterday's Wild.
Man. Well, I mean, if you're saying the Wild never has had a pure goal scorer.
No, they don't have one currently.
Currently not. Stahl's been the closest I think we've had in the past 8 years.
No.
And even while Gabrick was here, was he able to be that pure goal scorer that he was supposed to be?
Absolutely.
You think so?
I think so. I think Gabrick would have been that pure goal scorer.
Oh, Gabrick would definitely was. Gabrick definitely was. Not even would have been.
Yeah.
The Wild would not have won games they did in the early 2000s without Gabrick.
No,
that was all that was there.
Period.
Period.
No,
they wouldn't have.
Period.
Gabrick.
You think they would have still won games without Gabrick? You're foolish if you don't think that.
I'm foolish?
Yes. You are. I'm sorry.
Well, you're the only one wearing a North Stars jersey still right now.
Yeah, I'm foolish.
The Wild wouldn't have won games in the early 2000s if Cicerelli hadn't been scoring goals for them.
It's Jives Jinx wearing the old Stars jersey that they lost.
I'm going to say something here that's going to be totally groundbreaking. If you don't score goals, you don't win.
Wow.
Your mind is blown, isn't it?
It is.
It's blown. It is blown.
I'm absolutely dumbfounded.
So
right now.
Tell me, is 500?
You're dumbfounded.
Is
dumbfounded?
Is you know the 500 play of the Wild going to be good enough? Is the lack of offense and inability to score
500 play
ever going to be good enough?
No. 500 play in our division of death is never going to be good enough. You got to be at least, you got to be above 500.
500, though, in divisional play will get you somewhere.
Not if you got 3 other teams in your division
higher. 500 play versus the division. As long as you're mopping up against the other teams.
Oh, versus the division, yes.
If you're mopping up against the other teams, hey, things are going to work out at that point, you know? But you have to, if you can tread water divisionally, because we are the division of death.
We are.
You know? So as long as you tread water in the division, yeah.
Well, that's also presuming that the other teams in your division are sucking when they're outside of your division, which hasn't really been the case in past years.
No.
So that means in our division, not only do you have to win outside or at least play 500 outside, but then you have to be at least, you know, a 666 or a 750 in your division. You know, at least win 2/3 to 3/4 of the game.
Well, that all depends on where you want your, you know, end of season, you know, position to be.
Normally you'd like it higher.
Oh, well, sure, yeah. But in this division, I mean, treading water isn't bad, you know? If you tread water in this division and you mop up outside of the division, you're actually probably going to do pretty good.
You'll be okay.
You know, you know? Teresa just posted, treading water wearing cement flippers. And I mean, you know, that's actually, I like that, Teresa, because that kind of seems what the Wild tend to do very often, where they get the very last wild card place. They are literally treading water. They're sitting okay league wide, but they are wearing cement boots within our division, and it hurts them every time we get to playoffs because we get the worst spot come playoffs.
So tell me this then, guys, what do the Wild have to do to start scoring some goals so we can start winning?
Well, you know, Jive.
You mentioned, Aaron, that there's no cap space, right?
Nope. No, yeah. We have none.
No yeah, cap
there's
space.
There's nothing there.
Do we need to get rid of what we've got? I mean, if it doesn't work out this year, if we, you know, only make it to the first round of the playoffs, I mean, is it time to kind of cut bait and, you know,
well,
shed some of the fat? And
Parise is not going anywhere. Okay. You know, Suter's not going anywhere. That's a majority of our cap space right there. You know, Pominville, who's going to want him for what he's getting paid?
Right.
No one.
So what you're saying is we're Maurer screwed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except times three.
Except for Twins didn't have a cap.
And the Twins don't have a cap. Exactly. We've got a cap, and we got three Maurers that are, I don't know what's going on. No, Suter's actually been having a good year.
Suter's have been having a great year. I mean, he's been on top as far as like points go and scoring goes.
Although I'm going to blame the first goal tonight on him.
Nah.
That was his flub up in the offensive zone that gave up the 2-on-1 that led to that. So
I want to know where that center was. That center should have been taking his spot at that point.
Mm. You shouldn't step up if the guy isn't there. That's as a defenseman. That's your that's your responsibility. But neither here nor there. What we really need is to be able to score goals.
Every team needs to score goals.
Every team does, but especially us. It's hard to say that there is any reason that we are not winning at this point right now, besides we're not scoring goals.
That is our only reason right now, is our offense is just sucking a big dick.
There's nothing there.
Well, and you watch their play, and I think the bigger problem is that they...
Pominville hits two pipes?
Well, that...
In
that,
a row?
That is only a smaller...
At least he's hitting the pipe.
That's a smaller part of the problem. The bigger part of the problem is that when the defense is closing down that blue line and we have to dump it in, we can't win board battles at all. And when they're allowing us to walk it in, we can't maintain puck control. So we can't. Those are the two ways you get into the offensive zone.
Yeah.
Those are the two ways. And we can't do either of them successfully. If you can't do either of them, you're not going to score crap for goals. And you got to do better. You got to figure out what's going wrong. I don't know if it's a player thing. I don't know if it's a scheme thing. I don't know. It's not working, though. That's a big problem right now.
And what I'm going to go with, because we've been through Boudreau now. We've got Boudreau's, you know, scheme going on here. And we're working in that direction. We had a small sampling of Turchetti. And you know, what he did with the Wild, you know, I don't know how many changes that he actually made.
He put in players that actually made a difference.
He changed players, but did he change like the systems and, you know, the flow, you know, of how, you know, where your players are going to be positioned. And then you had Yo. It never in there have we been an offensive powerhouse.
No,
never. And so I mean, does it come down to, do we just need guys that
is it the system
are actually scored,
or is it the players?
Right.
You know,
a coach can only do so much.
Right.
We started off with a very defensive minded trap system.
Right.
System here in Minnesota with Lemaire.
Way back in the Lemaire days.
Right.
And
there's been lots of draft picks and lots of players in and out the door.
It's a half decade since the Lemaire days.
I think, quoting Felska, Captain Clydesdale is still coming from the Lemaire days. I think he's one of the few remaining.
I think him and Spurgeon.
Was Spurgeon?
Very, very late. In the Lemaire days, I think.
I think Spurgeon might be.
Have we had Spurgeon that long?
Spurgeon,
yes,
he's an old man now.
Wow,
he's got gray balls at this point.
He's still short, but yeah, he's old. He might be shrinking.
I didn't realize that we had Spurgeon that long.
Yeah,
but that could explain some of Captain Clydesdale's play. I mean, you know, but. Coming from that where we started off seeing a very defensive minded, you know, trap slow play system, you know, it's going to be tough to actually adjust to a faster pace of game, which we've had four coaches since then? Five?
Yeah, and there's
three
been
coaches.
It's only been three.
Richards.
Yo
and Torch.
Torch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, we're on our fourth.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that said, I mean, you know, we've had plenty of draft picks. We've made free agency moves. And,
Belska's saying Spurgeon was a Yo Warrior.
And still, we are, you know, we're not putting pucks in the net. I mean, we haven't ever done that, and we still haven't done that. And
it's not our MO.
But it continues to hurt us.
Yeah,
I think it's, you know, we've got what I feel is pretty goddamn solid goaltending at this point right now, and
we've never had too big of an issue except for like that year where we went through like eight goaltenders. Which is an exaggeration, but...
Well, we've had our years where goaltending has been,
yeah.
You know, but, you know, we have had also a lot of, you know, great goaltenders through here.
Well, we've also had Bob Mason through the thick and thin of it.
Yeah. And so regardless, I mean, that's the end of my point, is that, you know, we need to figure out how to score. I don't know... Who has an answer for what we need to do to score? If it's, you know, replacing players, if it is, you know, actually shooting the puck on the net, you know,
maybe. You know? Well, I think we've said that here on our show before, though. Like, just take the shot, especially during the power play.
Yeah,
take the shot. Quit playing patty cake around the outside. And waiting for the perfect shot, just take it and get the rebound off of it.
I know we had jokes earlier about, you know, the one of the scores that the Wild did score tonight, where Palmaville hits a post.
What?
Post?
I didn't hear that, actually. What did he say?
Palmaville hit a post.
Whoa, what?
But,
say it ain't so.
But you want to know what?
It's like Walsh going wide left with the Vikings.
No, because Palmaville hitting a post is a lot closer than a lot of the other players are actually getting at this point.
I mean, yeah, it's true.
I, you know, not to say that Palmaville's being a huge contributor hitting the post, but
it's an uncontrolled rebound.
Honestly,
which is better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
How much does that have to be degrading on his psyche right now? Going, not only did I hit one post, but I got the rebound off of that post, and I hit it the opposite post. Like going,
classic overcorrection.
he's got it all covered.
Hey, I mean, Holla luckily made that goal happen.
Right.
So that scene of plays, like, it all worked out in the end.
Right, right.
So it was more like a mentorship type thing. Palmerville's like,
don't do this, don't do that.
Not here, not here. Yes, right there. Good job. There.
Right down the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Palmerville mentorship.
I don't know if I would want to be Palmerville tonight. Like, he's got to be gone. I screwed up the first one, I screwed up the second one, and then Holla got it. I don't know, man. That hurts.
You know, I don't know. I think that if Palmerville was as bad as, you know, some people like to try to think that he is sometimes, he wouldn't be on the ice. You know, and the way it is, he's still out there. I think that we're doing fine.
All right.
So, post to post, he's pointing it out. Holla puts it away.
Well, he did get a point.
He's a lot closer than the other people.
Yeah.
So what?
That allowed the Wild to get a point. Period.
It did.
Right.
Yep.
All right.
So I don't know, man. I want to stop dogging on Palmerville, and it's tough to like actually just cut that out of our whole thing because this is what it's like Brodziak. Like you just can't stop. Or Heatley, as I'm looking at the back of Heatley sitting right in front of me right now.
A heater.
Have a heater.
So
All right.
Let's move on to our wild card.
Get
on
to the wild card. All right.
So I know we briefly had talked, or we have kind of talked about this during our earlier topics. Our goalie situation right now. So, in the midst of this...
Well, it's not a situation.
It's not a situation. You are correct.
Right, okay.
Our goalie stance
arrangement?
Right now. Arrangement? Our goalie stance?
It's like friends with benefits, I guess, maybe?
Those are nice.
In a goalie sense, you know?
I know. Okay, so we had talked about it at the beginning of the season, and we were kind of wondering how Boudreaux was going to deal with our goalies. Mm-hmm. Whether he was going to go 50-50 or, you know, play one out until he starts getting destroyed and then
ride the hot
backups.
Hand. Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. I don't see him riding the hot hand right now.
No.
Not at all. I think he's trying to be somewhat fair in giving Dubnyk his number one goalie time, on ice time.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But also giving Kemper some time in there so he's not getting completely cold, but, you know, giving him his opportunity to do his thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, with the exception of the he had a couple of games that were very bad right off the bat. I don't think he's played completely horrible, even with this loss tonight in Dallas.
Oh, I would definitely not put tonight on Kemper.
No.
I think Kemper did a stand-up job tonight, and even, you know, the game-winning goal, you know, I understand that Granlund just kind of got rocked, so he was not able to get back into the play.
Well, and at that point, it was like a 3-on-2.
I think he was shaking off the cobwebs, yes. And once again, we're outmanned. And that's what ends up happening. That's the time when most goals are scored against us. Even the first goal of the night, if you look back to tonight, the first goal was an outmanned situation. That's how it all begins. When your goalies are giving up the goals when, you know, you're even strength and you're in the zone, they have a chance to look at the puck and it's whizzing by them. That's when I think you have things to be concerned about. But at this point right now, I mean, I think that both
defensively, we're not giving up those opportunities.
Yeah. Our goalies are rock solid at this point right now, if you ask me. So
I guess my big question then to you guys is, I mean, do you feel comfortable with Kemper coming in as a backup and not going, oh, crap, we got Kemper in, we're going to be screwed. Like, I mean, you feel okay. I mean, I personally feel like he's doing a, like, at least in the past couple of games that I've watched him, and he's done a stand-up job. And I think the goals that he has let in hasn't necessarily been his fault. But you two, I mean, Aaron or Jive, I mean, how do you feel about that?
I have no worries about Kemper right now. I think he's been playing a great game. I understand that, you know, earlier in the year he had, you know, some, you know, so-so kind of showings.
Right.
But, you know, we all have bad days when we go to the office sometimes, you know. there's days when...
Tell me more.
Right. There's days when we... When shit just doesn't get done, you know?
My job is based upon, like, you're only as good as your last show.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess a lot of that also gets put on goalie.
You also don't have
too.
A contract for $2 million.
I wish I did for my show.
I'll take one of those.
My mixes would be 10 times better at that point. Right. I'd pay much more attention.
So you're saying you're sloughing it.
I might be slopping it by about, like, you know, 900,060.
You listened to the most recent episode of Freakonomics, didn't you?
Freakonomics.
I was listening to Freakonomics, yeah. So
it's good stuff. But that was actually good. And, I mean, it actually does kind of relate back to hockey in a little bit of a way because, you know, when they were talking about, like, the – refs in
baseball. Yep.
And I mean
the gambler's like, fallacy.
Right. Just like any sport, you know. And we see it happen in hockey too, where, you know, maybe a ref makes a call one way and they might be more likely then to have a call go the other way.
A makeup call?
Yeah, like a makeup call or to be able to...
So just because I need a... I feel the need to expand on what you're talking about.
Okay.
The whole episode of Freakonomics is based on the gambler's fallacy, where imagine you're at roulette, or we'll say roulette, okay. And it's come up red 7 times in a row, and everyone's going... It's gotta be black.
It's gotta
be black. Gotta
be
so you
black.
Bet on red.
Well, the thing is it's still 50-50.
Yep.
It doesn't change.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
The fact that it's come up red 7 times in a row has nothing to do with the next roll. And that's they equated it to baseball with balls and strikes, but hockey is no different. Where, you know, you call a penalty again and again, eventually you're gonna go, well, maybe I should be matching it up, you know, it's not even really you think about that. You just,
right,
you know,
you just do.
You think in patterns. You don't think that something can be the same thing every
wow.
time.
Right.
If you want to get political,
human brains aren't truly random.
We are incapable of random thought.
Our elections have gone Republican, Democrat in blocks of 8 years
Or 4 years.
Well, four years, but like in eight year blocks.
So Nostrakenius is calling it for 8 years of Trump.
Okay,
maybe
we do not want to go.
This is not our venue to go down.
Where's the gunshot sample right now?
Okay,
yeah, there we
go. Raising the house.
Don't go down.
We're stopping right now.
Second Amendment. Second Amendment is absurd here.
Things I've ever heard.
Yes, we are. Yeah, nope. Done.
Oh boy. Okay. We should move on.
Yeah. So okay. Did we actually answer that? Like, are you guys are confident in Dubnyk as a full-on backup goalie?
Oh, Dubnyk. No.
He's my number one goalie.
Right. Kemper. Sorry.
But yes, I am.
I looked at my question back.
At this point right now, I am fully confident in Kemper. Goalies is the least of my worries about the Wild.
Yeah.
Aaron?
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Shall we move on to...
why not?
The Let's ball movements?
Yes. The movements. So the big movement to talk about was that Eriksson Ek actually got sent back to Sweden, shipped off.
We had talked about
his
that
his H-1B has expired. He's going back to Sweden.
Wait, is that the flu shot? Is that the H-1B one? Or is that the H-1N1? Or
oh,
what,
my
what
God.
That, what is that?
Anyway, he's going to Sweden. Wild decided not to hit 10 games with him and kept him on, basically extended his contract for another year.
Me and Mr. Derek Felska had a little long Twitter interaction with Mr. Tony Dean about this.
Oh, yeah?
Last week. And I'm sure Derek, I mean, I know Derek and I think tended to agree that send them back and Tony wanted to keep them here.
Well, I mean, we saw the...
I wish Tony would just chirp in on this.
We saw the statistic tonight during the Wild game where they talked about how, you know, they talked about Graevac and how points per minute, he was like the highest on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Next highest, Eriksson Ek.
Well, yeah.
And so it's like, okay, well, we might as well get rid of Graevac while we're at it, because, I mean, at this point, would you rather have Eriksson Ek playing forward or Prosser playing forward when someone's hurt? Because that's where the team is right now. You got Prosser playing as a forward. He is not Brent Burns. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely not. And
he's close.
He's got a great mustache. I'll give you that.
He doesn't have the full beard, though.
He doesn't have the full beard.
And that goes back to Jive's question off air.
I'm just going to say, a mustache is not a beard. I'm sorry.
Really?
Period.
Period.
Period. Mustache.
You're one to see. A mustache is not a beard.
Beard power.
the one guy without a stash going on.
Beard power. I can't disagree.
Okay.
I'm happy, and I think all of us agree that he needed to go back and actually get his minutes playing, get his confidence built back up with a system that he knows a lot better. Let him get his game back, and I think it was the right move.
I think it was good to move him over there. I can't disagree with that. He was
getting fourth minute line or fourth line minutes
right.
Anyways. So.
He's a young player. He's not going to benefit from playing 15 minutes a day or not even
12,
15 minutes a day.
11?
Yeah, 12, 10.
Maybe
you know,
single digits?
Right. It's not going to benefit him to do that.
No, he can go back to his old country and play, you know, 20 minutes a game.
Go back to the old country.
Right. But that said, we do have, you know, as we kind of discussed here a little bit earlier, we've got a little bit of a scoring problem. We have lots of quote-unquote stars, you know, floating around on our team. But, you know, so you're great defensively. Thank you. But we need goals to win a game. Where does it come from?
Yep.
And in that fact, you know, yes, I would take an Eriksson Ek over a Prosser as my winger. But
yeah, but Eriksson Ek was great his first three games, and after that it was pretty much nothing. First four games.
Yeah.
What was everybody else's production over that time?
Stahl kind of kicked it up in gear.
One person?
You asked, and I said.
He's not Gretzky. I'll tell you that.
Well, no, we found that out.
I might just be an expert for saying that, but Stahl is not Gretzky.
Wow.
They're...
I've never heard that. I'm actually... My mind is officially blown at this point.
See, again, I am blowing people's mind tonight.
He is officially Madam Jive now. Stahl will not get the points that Gretzky got?
No.
Wow.
Never
mind
has,
blown.
Never will.
That's insulting.
not insulting. It's reality. I mean, not many people can reach those heights. And really, I mean, it does. It takes, you know, if you're going to look to a player, a single player to carry your team, it takes a person like a Gretzky or a Michael Jordan, something like that to keep your team floating on top like that. But you gotta score. That's the bottom line.
So we got some upcoming games.
A couple.
Upcoming. Okay.
Over the Thanksgiving break.
Yes, we do. Wednesday we got the Jets at home. We got the Penguins.
The Jets who have leapfrogged us now, and they're on top of us. Yeah.
But we also have the Penguins.
Yeah, they're flailing.
The Penguins.
That's how penguins do, right?
Penguins.
Our chat, boys.
Okay, I'll fix the chat. After that, we've got the Blues on the road on Saturday. And then next podcast, we're planning on the 29th, Tuesday, at Canucks. We're going to do a late podcast. So
late.
We're not expecting anyone to be up for that.
If you're up with us, we're calling your boss to tell him you're in trouble.
Something like that. But I don't know. What are you guys thinking as far as turnout for those games? What are we going to call that as far as...
I'm going, we're at the Jets. I think we got the Jets. Pittsburgh here, I think, is going to be a close game. But I think we have Pittsburgh. The one at the Blues, I'm expecting a loss at the Blues. So I'm going 2 wins. I'm going 4 points in the next 3 games.
4 points in 3 games.
Oh, and then the Canucks. Sorry.
And then the Canucks.
I'll give us another 2 with the Canucks. So I'm going 6 points in 4 games.
Wow. You are thinking very generously, I think.
Yeah.
I think that the way that the Wild have been playing lately, they still got some things that they kind of need to work out. Obviously, they're still juggling lines, trying to figure out who works and where. And, you know, really, I think if over those 4 games, if we come away with, you know, 4 points even, I think that would be great. But, you know, I guess my guess would be that we get 3 points out of everything. Probably
out of 4 games, 3 points out of 4 games.
Yeah, probably.
Ooh.
Probably
Debbie Downer over here.
Probably a win in an overtime.
Aaron, what's your thoughts?
As usual,
I'm thinking win versus the Penguins, win versus the Canucks, and 1 point versus the Blues.
What about
loss against the Jets? So I'm gonna say 2-1-1.
So you're going 4 points.
Is that right? Yeah.
2-1-1?
Yeah.
I said 6.
That's 5 points, actually. 2-1-1 is 5 points. Math is hard, I know.
2 plus 1 plus 1 is 4.
2 plus 2 plus 1 is 5.
Two plus.
2-1-1.
Okay, whatever.
2-1-1. No.
2-1-1 is 4.
No, it's 3 points. Oh, wait. Yes, for 5 points. Wow. You're right. I think we need to retire now tonight, too.
Yeah.
So,
Twitter questions.
What does 3 in the box need to do to score?
Catch up on
not
math.
What we're doing tonight. Now,
all right. Yep. Hey Jive, let's go back
to algebra
Jive,
class.
Jive, let's get that bumper for all right. Our Twitter talk.
Here we go into Twitter talk.
Woo!
All right, our first Twitter talk question comes in from Derek Faustga at State of Hockey
News.
This
is the best one. Try reading this one off, Jive.
So you're challenging me.
Oh yeah.
This is a challenge, folks. You got this here.
Oh boy, this is gonna be good.
So Felska writes in at 3 in the box. Why in the uck ass?
I didn't read the question beforehand. I love this. This is great. Challenge accepted.
Why in the uck ass uck of a bum uck sh toll team still going with slow guys like myself in 3-on-3 OT?
Okay, can you translate for us now?
Why the hell is Koivu out there?
good translation.
It's a great question. I don't know if we got it. I don't think there's an answer.
I think we had discussed this last podcast when we talked about our personal 3-on-3 lines.
Well, and you look at the line that was scored upon tonight. It was Koivu, Brodin, Granlund.
But Granlund got hammered.
Granlund got hammered. Koivu is slow as crap. And Brodin, as young as he is slow as crap, too. Brodin's got no wheels.
Nope.
So basically, there's no speed on the ice. And the one guy who has a modicum of speed is laid out. You can't expect any sort of different kind of outcome at that point. Period. Period.
Forget what? 12 minutes of a game and then it's over?
Well.
Kenny, next question.
Next question. From Tom Hohen at T-Hohen88. How is the Minnesota Wild seem to be the only team in existence to not know that speed kills in 3-on-3 OT? I think we kind of answered this a little bit now with this last question.
It's a good show.
And also with last week's, that I really liked having Zucker and Halla on a line with a solid D. And
see, maybe I'm the only one. I'm not convinced that Zucker is some sort of
speed demon.
I mean, he's fast. He's fast.
He's fast.
His hands aren't good.
His hands are garbage. He's got Brodziak hands.
But the thing is
except he can't fight, so.
He can't do that!
If he can get the puck down there, though, and open up somebody else that's trailing, that's not a bad option.
I mean, yes, I can't disagree with that.
Tom, I agree with your question. I think that, yes, I like that Hala-Zucker line. With whoever is in the back trailing, or even throwing Zucker in, but all right. Next question.
Next question. Puck Rocker at Puck Rocker. Which Ben brother would be more fun to slap, Jamie or Jordy? Let's quick round table on this. Kenny, we'll start with you.
Jamie.
Jive?
Jordy. That beard, slap it right off and fuck his face.
I would agree, Jordy. Off with your beard. Fire crotch.
See, I don't want as much sandpaper on my hand. I want the smooth skin.
All right, Jive, next question.
All right, this one comes in. Would you calm down over there? We are live. There's no giggling on air.
Oh, that's great.
No wonder 3 in the box can't score. Jeez.
That's what she said.
All right. So our next Twitter question comes in from Dr. Galooly. At Dr. Galooly. Why is Koivu...
Don't call him mister.
Don't call him mister? Call him
doctor. Could be a she.
I can't disagree. Okay.
Anyway.
Derailed. So why is Koivu incapable of back checking or skating during line changes or hitting wide open nets?
Or he didn't even get across the red line, the mid ice red line.
Yeah, to throw to it down and dump it in the zone. Let's get an icing instead. I want to stay on the ice and yeah.
Is he getting paid for ice time? Because I'm pretty sure that's not allowed in the CBA.
Oh.
So it's like, I need to get more ice time.
Yes.
I'm actually kind of going to defer back to Mr. Felska and go with Captain Clydesdale on this one.
Yeah.
I don't have a horse sample.
You don't have a horse.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
I don't have a horse sample. Did you just... He literally just said, I don't have a horse sample.
Are you okay, Kenny?
No, I'm not.
Oh, boy.
Okay, next question.
Next question.
This is State of Hockey at Mini Puck 20. What is the wrap on that?
Did we lose any listeners yet?
State of Hockey at Mini Puck 2027. When does head coach
Bruce Boudreau put
HCBB. When does head coach Bruce Boudreau demand a trade is made? And I'm guessing he means for a forward. I don't know. And who do you want us to trade for? Is it the same team every year? I know we made a post about the power play. This tonight looks like the exact same damn power play we had last year.
He needs to trade his special teams coaches is what he needs to do.
But is that really the problem, or is
apparently
it the players?
Not.
You know, is it the players causing this at this point?
The players seem to be doing the. It looked good at the beginning of the season, and then all of a sudden it seems like they're falling back into the same old crap of, we're going to play patty cake around the offensive zone.
Which, yeah.
The players have looked good at points before as well.
Yeah.
We've been through a few head coaches now. It's time to stop blaming Yo. It's time to stop blaming Torchetti, who had, he just basically came in here and, okay, I'm the guy who's, sets the starting lineup. Here you go, and now we got Boudreau in here. They've gone all the different teams have gone through streaks where they've done well, done poorly.
We're not at the bottom of the league right now.
We are not at the bottom of the league, and I don't think that we should be ready to commit suicide because of. How the team has been performing.
What about Harikari?
But the way that the team has played year over year continues to be the same, and it continues to be the same problem, and that is putting pucks in the net. And so that said, basically the time is now, but there's nothing to do because we got no space.
All right. Well, okay, so next question is coming from Derek Falska at State of Hockey News.
Hockey.
And I think this one relates a lot to tonight's game against Dallas. Who made the bigger error in 3-3 OT? Kemper for playing so far back in his crease or Captain Clydesdale's lame pass? And I think we kind of covered that. Koivu maybe should not have been on the ice. Kemper, a lot of people will.
It's easy to pin the goal on him.
It's easy to blame him.
Yeah,
and he has been pretty shoddy in the third period. And, later in the game, as the game progresses, he seems to get a little bit more, less and less
squirrely.
Of a...
Squirrely.
Actually, Aaron, yeah, squirrely is a good term. But I think he's got that under control, and I don't know if I'd blame it on Kemper at this point. I think at least two of those goals, including the OT one, were definitely not on him. I think he was outmanned, and the defense that should have been around him wasn't there.
He's not getting the same sort of support that Dubnyk would get, and that's...
No.
At the end of the day, that's going to mean a lot.
And Shive, I know you want to say something.
Yeah. Regardless, really, I think that trying to put any of this on Kemper is ludicrous. Because basically, it all comes back to down, and I know here that, Felska tries to point back to Koivu in this.
And, that was on Koivu either.
Well, I could see Koivu because the pass that he made to Granlund is similar to if you go into the NFL and you look at a quarterback throwing a pass to his receiver over the middle when the quarterback sees out of the corner of his eye that, you know, Joe Schmo is coming from that side ready to just light him up. And that's exactly what happened to Granlin. Yeah, I mean, Granlin came up from that hit, and he is...
He was seeing stars. Yeah, he was.
I mean, I'd be surprised.
He got up slow.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he doesn't go back there and see some sort of a, doctor.
His dead finished grandparents or something?
Well, he might get called for a concussion.
Mama, I'm coming home.
But, you know.
Suomi.
But that said, I mean, that's what opened it up was... It goes way back to there where it became a 2-on-1 situation because of that, and then eventually a 3-on-2. But it was, yeah.
I wouldn't put this on. Definitely I don't know. I don't think I'd put this on Koivu 100%. I don't think definitely not on Kemper. I think Kemper got beat, but Kemper got beat fair and square, mm-hmm. not necessarily like. He was out of position, or he did something wrong. I think he just got beat.
Yeah.
And same thing with at least that second goal where there is four Wild players in the crease at that point.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
You know, and so this game I don't think is I would not pin this game on Kemper. And actually, going back to my question earlier about Kemper. I think, yeah, he's solid. I think he's going to be a good goalie. So, boys, I want to go eat some turkey at some point this week. I think we should wrap this up, huh?
Gobble, gobble.
Do they have turkey burgers somewhere today?
All right, was it buckle up, buckle up?
Turkey.
Buckle up.
Yeah. Turkey says buckle up, buckle up.
So that, okay.
At least MnDOT does.
I'm going to take a picture of that when I'm driving home, and when I crash, yeah. I'm blaming MnDOT.
Yeah, I'm going to sue him.
All right, Kenny, where can people find what you're up to?
People can find me at Twitter or at Instagram at NostraKenius.
All right.
Jive.
Jive.
And, yeah, you can follow me. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Jive Midnight.
Buckle, buckle.
Buckle, buckle up.
Buckle, buckle.
As for myself, you can find everything I'm doing at about.me/TheAaron. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at 3inTheBox. If you got questions, send us those tweets, hashtag 3ITB. We'll probably read them on the show if we can get to them. You can listen to our podcast on our website, 3inTheBox.com, or through your favorite podcast player. That is it. Thank y'all.
Yeah, you could probably just say Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Giving.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Buckle up. Woo-hoo! Holla.